This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we begin a study of New Testament baptism, that is, the one baptism. In Ephesians chapter 4, among other things, the Apostle Paul says there is one God, one Lord, one Spirit, one faith, and so on. And in this list he says there is one baptism. Now, as we read in the Bible, we know that there are a number of baptisms. There was the baptism of John, the baptism which John performed. There was the baptism of Jesus, the baptism which he underwent. There was the baptism of suffering, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the baptism in fire, and the baptism of the Great Commission. Now, in indicating that I am to speak on the one baptism, I am affirming that I am speaking on the baptism of the Great Commission. And in the course of this study, I want to say 4 things about it. First of all, in order for one to be baptized with the one baptism, there must be the right element, that is, water. There must be the right way or the right mode, that is, immersion. There must be the right purpose, the right reason for doing it, that is, for the remission of sins. And there must be the right subject, that is, a penitent believer, but one who is not yet saved. Now we'll go back and look at each one of these 4 points in detail. But first let us note, suppose I were describing to you my automobile so that you could go and find it. I might say, well, it is a blue Oldsmobile of a certain year and give you the license number. And it would be very easy for you to go in the lot, even though there might be 1,000 cars there. And even though you might have to look for a while, you could eventually find it because of these identifying marks. So it is in the midst of so much confusing teaching in the religious world, it really isn't all that difficult to learn what to do to be saved. Paul said plainly in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, there is one baptism. That is the baptism of the Great Commission. For in the giving of the Great Commission, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. In other words, he's making clear, as we read especially so, with the parallel passages in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, and Luke chapter 24, verses 45 to 49, making clear that when his kingdom begins, this great commission will come into effect, and it will last until the end of the world. And that kingdom, our church, began on the first day of Pentecost, following the resurrection of Christ, as is recorded in Acts chapter 2. Now, from that time until the end of the world, that baptism is to be in effect. Now let's note some things about it. We read in Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48, as the Apostle Peter had been preaching at the household of Cornelius, can any man forbid the water, that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now note carefully the expression, in the name of Jesus Christ, means by the authority of Jesus Christ, or according to the terms of the new covenant. But note carefully that he asked for water as the element in which that baptism was to be performed. Further, we find in Acts chapter 8, beginning with verse 26 and going on through verse 40, the account of the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. The Bible tells us that as the Ethiopian and Philip the evangelist rode along in a chariot, that Philip began from the passage in the Old Testament from which he had been reading, namely Isaiah 53, and preached unto him Jesus. And yet, as this man had heard nothing but Jesus, when they came to a certain water, he cried out, see, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And so both Philip and the eunuch got out of the chariot, they both went down into the water, and Philip baptized the man who was lost. The element of that baptism was water. But our time is gone for today. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this very vital study of the one baptism.